Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are here with you.
Right now, in this moment, and boy, is there so much happening, huh, Sri?
Oh, it's a wonderful time to be alive.
Woo!
Take in that deep breath and go,
Okay, we can do that. Now, you know, guys, today, here it is. What is true freedom? This is a big show. This is important information because freedom is a word that gets, you know, well, you know, it's terrible. I'm just saying freedom is a word and all of a sudden I got Janis Joplin in my head.
Yeah.
That dates me, doesn't it? But freedom is something that is so absolutely misunderstood and oftentimes manipulated. And so this is a really powerful show because in this energy of October, right, here we are, we're really moving through October. I cannot believe it's already the 8th. We've already culminated our first week of October. We're talking about a month that's all about freedom or chaos, about constriction and contrast and contradiction. So this is the way to really soar with ease.
Absolutely, because when things get rough, it wakes us up. How many times has pain been your friend with respect to...
Don't ask that question.
No, I'm quite serious here. Pain has helped us pay attention. Now, chronic pain's a whole nother thing. Denial's a whole nother thing.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But when pain suddenly shows up, our whole world stops and we go, what's going on?
Yeah.
And when chaos shows up, it causes us to be more vigilant. What is my next step? Where am I going? What's happening here? And it really is a beautiful stimulator for consciousness. Because consciousness is always happening, however, we don't attend to it.
Oh, you know, Sri, we got so much to say. Now, like, look, guys, before we go any further, we're live. And if you'd like to jump in and join the conversation, not sure the lines might already be full, but hey, give it a try. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Remember, if you call and you get a busy signal, that does mean all of our lines are full. However, hold on to that number. Make a note, 888-627-6008, because as soon as we say hi to somebody, that's when a line frees up.
Absolutely. And today we are exploring just how well do we understand freedom, and are we willing to accept freedom.
Well, and I've got to say, for those of you earlier, because I got to get this out of my head. You know how you get those songs stuck in your head?
Bobby McGee.
So Bobby McGee, you guys know, right? Janis Joplin, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I had to say it. I had to start there.
Well, here the teacher in me says, all right, what does that really mean?
Well, that's a great question, isn't it?
And so having nothing left to lose means I have nothing to fear losing.
I love that because, you know, if you got our e-card today, which means that you're on our newsletter list, then you saw that we had this gorgeous, gorgeous, wonderful, one of my absolute favorite sayings from Helena Blavatsky, a being I just love and adore. And I love this quote. This quote was one of her quotes, comes from her epic, The Voice of the Silence. And it's simply, the mind is the great slayer of the real. And, you know, that was right there. And remember, if you didn't get that today, that means you're not on our newsletter list. So, hey, get on it. Go to Sri and Kira Radio right there. Click on newsletter. Go to SriandKira.com. Get on the newsletter because lots of important information, more than just knowing what each show will be about.
So there's a lot that can be learned, a lot that can be understood as we look more deeply. You know, so often we are trained to have our 3-second sound bites. We're trained to get our 142 character communications. And what's happening is we, as a culture, as a society, have diminished our capacity to look more deeply. Attention spans are shorter, willingness to hang out with tension has declined. Because that's also one of the great liberators is when we're able to sit with a problem, when we're able to really feel what we're feeling, even if it's uncomfortable, oftentimes with a little duration of presence, a whole new solution comes forward.
You know, I got to stop right there, Sri, because I love that about a duration of presence. Because how many times do we not even give ourselves the freedom to be present with ourselves for even a moment? The preoccupation of the mind, you know, I go back to this quote from Blavatsky, the mind is the slayer of the real, and it entraps us. It steals our freedom. It keeps us away. And we live in an age where, sadly, you know, the average attention span of a goldfish is 9 seconds, right? That's a fact, guys. A goal, you can get, you know, if you're playing with your goldfish or whatever, you can get about a 9 second attention span. With the advent of rapid information, with the advent of texting, with the advent of all the different distractionary energies out there, are you even giving yourself the presence that a goldfish will give itself? Can you give yourself even 9 seconds of presence and build from there?
Well, that's a wonderful thing to check out. Can you be present to your breath for 9 seconds and then do it again for another 9 seconds?
Exactly. Just take it in 9 second sound bites, guys. And if you start there, there's a magic in that number. You free the mind from the entrapment of the chronic chatter. I mean, think about the chronic chatter.
Well, so I want to go back here and let's look a little deeper. We've brought up two important things. One of them is that freedom is often understood as having be free from fear.
Right.
And that's the Bobby McGee thing of I've got nothing left to lose.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I don't know why that's really in me today. I'm so sorry, guys, but it's there.
That's an epic song.
It is an epic song.
And I think
from an epic moment.
We can all relate to that sense of, okay, I'll go for it. I've got nothing left to lose.
Right. Or everything to gain.
Well, it's interesting to me, and I've been in that very same moment, but it is still interesting to me that we can be so attached to our stability and our status quo that we won't let the air blow on our face, meaning we
Ooh.
Won't take risks.
Wow, I love the way you said that, Sri.
And so with the windshield wipers slapping time, we are on, we're on
if
our...
You're old enough to know that. It's okay, we celebrate it.
we're on the road again to adventure. And so one of the things that's important to understand is what are you clinging to? What are you afraid of? Because take a look at that, because your freedom is based upon two things. One of them is the choice, and that brings us to Blavatsky, that the mind is the slayer, the great slayer of the real.
We're going to talk a lot about that in the second half of the show.
And that's one aspect. And then the other aspect are the attachments, meaning what have I got to lose? Am I willing to take a perceived risk?
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I want to say right now is there's no such thing as risk.
He's messing with you today, guys, in a good way.
Risk is a word that comes from a very limited point of view, a finite point of view that says what is it can be lost, versus a point of view that is rooted or grounded in the infinite, that realizes that flow is, creation is happening, and what is for its time, and then something new is.
Mm.
And as the more we come into ascended consciousness, the less we are willing to compromise the spaciousness of our beingness for things like fear and risk.
Wow. Now, you know what? Just take a breath. I know that we just jumped right into this topic today because true freedom is often so misunderstood that a lot of times even the sense of it can stimulate even greater fear. And that's why we have so much to chat about, that we can become, you know, especially I think about this month in October, Sri, right? This is a month that's about freedom or chaos. And goodness knows, my beloved ones, we have already seen plenty of chaos. And there's going to be more this month. It's not over yet. This is why it's such an important moment to harness. Remember we talked about this, that the first 9 months of this year were like the preparatory moment for this Trinity energy of the end of the year. This October, November, December moment is going to be like one unified moment but it's birthing now. So all of this energy, this is a big month of energy, freedom or chaos. And it's not freedom through chaos. I really want to be clear on that. The ascended realms were very, very clear that we made that very distinct, that it's about being in freedom or being in chaos, and the ability to recognize when you may be in chaos and how to move into freedom. And that's really why we've dedicated this entire show to this topic today, because this is the week. This is a very powerful week to harness that gift into your life and to remember that you are the master. You would not be on this planet right now if you were not the master. And how often do we forget that?
Absolutely. Now, everything that's going on in your world, in our share world, reflects layers of consciousness or strata of attainment. Yeah, you can use whatever word you want. However, the key here is that there are indeed perspectives that are limiting, and then there are perspectives that are more spacious or expanding.
Yep.
So no matter what level of consciousness you're hanging out in at this moment, because believe me, it will change.
That's so true. I'm sorry. That's just so true.
So no matter what level of consciousness that you're hanging out at and releasing all judgment about whatever that might even mean, here's the number one thing to write down. I have freedom of choice.
Okay, make a note, guys, because it doesn't matter what country you live in, because when it comes to you and the way you are living your life, you have freedom of choice. And I can I jump in, Sri? I want to jump in because this always brings up for me an energy around Gandhi, who I just love and adore. I love his strength. I love the way he was committed. I love his focus. And one of the things that Gandhi said, and I'm not going to be getting the quote exactly accurate, but you guys will forgive me that. One of the things that Gandhi said that really helps me often is that you can break my bones, you can break my body, you could even take my life, so to speak, but you will never, ever, ever break my spirit or take my spirit from me. And that is really important because that's where true freedom comes in. You know, many of you already know that way back in 1989, which for me feels like yesterday, but I know it wasn't, I died of cancer on the operating table, and I was clinically dead long enough for them to be writing a death certificate when my body reanimated. And the gift of that, because it was really my birth in many, many ways, was that during that time that I was off the planet, I recognized without any doubt I was blessed to be able to have a second chance at life, but to come back knowing that we are not this form, we are not this body, we are not this one lifetime, that this one lifetime is an extraordinary gift, that every moment, every breath you are co-creating, and that when you can own that and let go of the fear of death. Now, I'm not saying I'm racing toward death. I'm not, believe me, guys. But when you can let go of the fear of death, knowing that this life is just a co-creative dream to assist you, it's a blink of an eye in the life of who you truly are, then you release fear. And that was really probably one of the greatest gifts that came to me during that moment, during your death experience. Yeah.
You know, and this brings us back to one of the things we shared earlier, that the mind is the great slayer. And
of the real.
Of the real.
Yeah, because it wants to tell you that this is the real event.
Exactly. So the mind that believes in mortality, the mind that believes that you inhabit this body and that's it. When the body's gone, you're gone.
Yeah, not true.
that places a huge limitation on the experience that you can have.
Absolutely.
And the way you will be with your experience.
Well, and now think about this too, you know, because one of the gifts, and if you talk to people that have either had a serious illness or people that have been in horrible accidents or like myself that actually had near-death experiences, the one thing we all have in common is the recognition that every breath on this planet is a gift. Every breath. And whether you're experiencing joy or pain, whether you are in ecstasy or not, every moment is a moment to harness the gift of the experience. And at the end of the day, if you can go, you know, put your head on the pillow at night and offer gratitude for everything that happened that day, because Every being is playing their role. Every one of them, even the ones that you wish weren't, they're at least keeping a sacred agreement with you, and they're playing their role perfectly. And I cannot stress more than ever, this month of October is the month I'm going to use Blavatsky's beautiful, beautiful line again, to remember that the mind is the slayer of the real, because the mind of density, you know, all that fascinating organ there sitting inside your skull is only of this world. It was created to assist the physical form to navigate this world, but it's not the truth of who you are. And when you are able to self-ascend, and this is why really embracing the yoga of self-ascension is so liberating. And go to sriankira.com. At the very least, sign up for the 12 Lessons of Light. They are our gift to the world. They are free, they are magnificent, and they ignite energy that's dormant inside of you. And we've got lots of practices and lessons on there, all of them complimentary. And we do this because when you ignite the yoga of self-ascension into your heart, into your life, you become free. And the gift of self-ascension is to remember yourself fully as the master you are without any doubts, so that you can flourish while you're still here, while you're still in this beautiful body.
And flourishing while you're still here is truly a great smile. You know, so often people make remarkable strides in their attainment in the closing chapters of their lives. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks, you know, when they're finally free from the mm-hmm. weight of the toils,
exactly.
free from the yeah, job, yeah. free from the responsibilities, they begin to finally discover who they really are, and a certain amount of grace and serenity can enter. And not everybody experiences this, but the point I would like you to consider is that when our perspective toward our lives includes a sense that we are burdened,
yeah.
that we need to be free from
yeah.
something,
yeah.
then we have defined our joy based upon external circumstances. And the thing that I would invite you to consider is to start reframing your decisions in your life as, I am free to X, Y, and Z.
You know, that, I just take that in for a minute, guys. Really take that in. A reframe to, I am free to, because you really are.
And this gets back to that statement of, I have free choice. Now, someone could have you in handcuffs, so I don't have the freedom to move my hands.
But they cannot control your spirit.
But I can choose my attitude. I can choose my thoughts. I can choose what my next action will be, given my capacity to see the limitations in the physical that are around me.
And you know, those handcuffs can be in many different forms, can they not? You know, sometimes those handcuffs might feel like a relationship, or they might feel like a repetitive cycle in your life, or they might feel like where you're living or your job. The key is that you are never without option. You are never without choice. That is a mind game from the illusionary mind that wants you to stay trapped, because the mind likes what it knows. It likes the familiar, and it loves repetition, especially cycles.
Well, and here's something that's very cruel, is the mind likes to be right even if it hurts you.
Exactly.
So if the mind can say, absolutely, you cannot cross that bridge, whatever that metaphorical bridge is in front of you, and it wants to absolutely make sure you can't cross that bridge, well, its satisfaction is in the sense of being right rather than the quality of life that it is giving you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now take that one in, guys, because that takes a little dissolving, you got a little bit of looking at and paying attention to.
And so, you know, we'll let you sit with this. I want to leave you with one other thought. And that is that the art of ascended living is the practice of the yoga of self-ascension. Now, what I mean by this is, as you choose to do your spiritual practices, mm-hmm. as you choose to step out of Velcro emotional moments,
yeah, yeah.
as you choose to detach from seeming crises and chaos.
Remember, this is all your choice.
then you can discover that your breath will calm you. You can discover that the mantra of self-ascension will offer reassurance and new opportunities. You can discover that there is a wellspring of peace inside of you that is connected to something deeper than this surface chaos.
And you know, guys, as we're in this navigation of chaos in October, truly, has there, and I think this is something we could all agree on, has there ever been a more potent moment to trigger any remnant energy inside of any of us that would challenge our ability to remain in masterful presence? You know, certainly there is plenty that happens every day globally, geopolitically, climate change, storms. There's so much going on that can trigger us. And it's not that you won't ever be triggered again. It's how you navigate the trigger and the recognition that, like it or not, every event, every interaction, every experience is something that is being done to assist you to become the most amazing being you are again. And you're listening to this show, which means you've already recognized and awakened within you the divine lotus of self-ascension. You're already in the energy of the yoga of self-ascension. You already know what it can do for you. So you're so far ahead of the game, and we celebrate that.
Absolutely. And I want to celebrate some callers we have standing by. So let's go to line 3, and we'll say hi to Bronca from Canada.
From Montreal. Namaste, Bronca.
Namaste, guys. Oh my God, it's been such a long time since I talked to you, and I want to thank you again for being the rock in this community. And for, you know, I trust you guys when I'm not clear, and then I see it, and then I'm like, I knew it. So I just trust you when I don't see it. So thank you for that.
Oh my goodness, my
life has been so intense and colorful in the past year. And I'm up for so much healing. It's incredible, and I'm so grateful for that. And I wanted to ask you guys for a mini soul reading about my partner, who I strongly believe has come into my life to challenge so many perceptions that I had and make me grow on a level that I never thought I would even dare to expand on. And we have a little project of ours that we started, and just wanted to know if there's any guidance around this partnership, because it is so difficult. The brain is there to really make you doubt things, yet I can see the gift of this communion. And I just was wondering if you guys have anything you can offer me just around that topic per se.
Well, Bronca, first and foremost, Sri and I bow before your beauty and your divine wisdom, and thank you for the honor of connecting with you. Truly, 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 just hearing your voice is such a gift. Now, as you were sharing, Archangel Zadkiel was huge around you and just kept saying the exact same thing. Remember that true partnership is two whole beings, and neither one is losing who they are to the other. And that this is very much about establishing that type of balanced union between the two of you. And that it will also be the, he's using like the warning flag, that if things start getting out of balance, or you feel like you're giving too much of yourself and there's too much compromise, to remember that in a partnership, all of this can be healed and all of this can be brought together. And that when the two of you remain in that partnership experience, then everything you're doing will have a magical expansion to it. It's like the divine will come in and see this and support it. And so whatever project you put together will have an extraordinary success. But the key is for the two of you to remember that you are both beloved, equal partners in all aspects of your lives, and to never compromise the other for the sake of ego. And that's what Zadkiel wants you to hear. And I suspect there's a lot of people out there that needed to hear that as well. So thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, guys. That resonated and made a lot of sense. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, Bronca. Many, many blessings.
Well, beautiful. And, you know, indeed, I just to remind us all that everything that is shared is useful for all of us.
No
and
kidding.
That sometimes some things are more front and center than others.
I think we can attest to that after all of our years together.
However, with love, sincerity, and presence, we all grow. Now let's head to line 5 and we'll say hi to Mark from Oregon.
Namaste, Mark. Welcome.
Namaste. I'm so grateful to have gotten through today. I love you two both so much. You do so much good for this world, and we're just so grateful and thankful for all that you do. I was hoping to get a mini soul reading today relative to my current situation. Just if I could get some guidance and clarity on that, that would be great.
Well, Mark, Sri and I are both just so happy you got through today. I always enjoy hearing your beautiful voice and connecting with your energy. I love your energy. You emit the 7 rays of light so beautifully, and they spiral around you, forming all kinds of wonderful shapes and colors, and it's really quite extraordinary. And the reason that I was guided by all these amazing ascended presences around you, and the reason I was guided to share that with you is because you're in a really, how do I describe this? The word I want to use is you're in a moment of divine flux or change. And so there's most possibly inside of you right now a sense of, like, not uneasiness, but maybe a sense of wonderment. Like, you know, I wonder if this is going to go or what's going to happen there. And the key is what they're saying is you need to step out and make the change before you. It's also possible you're going to be doing there's some type of heavy movement around you. This could be either a trip that's like a longer distance than maybe you've taken before, or a physical move, because that energy of movement is all around you as well. This is going to come, this is spiraling for you. It's very much all of this energy is spiraling around you, and it's going to spiral between now and the end of the year. And then come 2018, it's all going to be in kind of like a new alignment that is something you've been putting together for a while, but it all kind of like comes out of this fluid creation period and into an active manifestation period. So I pray that serves you, Mark, and thank you for the blessing of connecting with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Namaste.
Namaste, Mark. Many blessings. Whew, wow. You know, Sri, I just want to, I say this every week, guys, but I mean it with all my heart. You guys are amazing. We are so blessed to have the most amazing community on the planet. And I just want to celebrate that. I think a lot of you guys may already know that you want to be paying attention. Where will you be? And who will you be with on New Year's Eve this year? And how are you spending the first week of January? As we mentioned earlier in the show, we're in this powerful moment right now. And I just want to celebrate that we're having an amazing event here. And I think we might have like only 5 slots left. I mean, it's just so honored at how quickly this filled up.
Well, here's the reason we want to get this into your field of awareness, is that the energy of these last 3 months of this year are creating a momentum that will jettison.
Yeah.
Culminates with the full moon coming up at the end of the year. And so the question, one way to phrase the question of where will you be, is what energy do you wish to propel?
Right.
What energy do you wish to claim for 2018?
Really, guys, pay attention, whether you're joining us or not. And we hope those of you that can really come join us live. But you need to, it's not too early to be thinking about this.
Because when all of the universal energies are conspiring to move you forward, would you like to hand that creation cauldron a big handful of let's repeat what we've done before?
Exactly.
Are you just going to go out and do the same old thing? In the same
over and
old
over
way.
Again, and just kind of make a bunch of declarations.
And then
this
cosmic cauldron of creation,
you know,
this
it,
energy that is focaling and bubbling and coming.
Focaling?
Well, yeah, I think so. And coming forward on January 1st,
yeah.
it will grant your wishes. You can have more of the same if that's what you want.
But you need to take action. You need to maybe do something different for New Year's you've never done before, and pay attention. please, my angels, with all my heart, don't compromise on who you're going to be with and where you're going to be. Maybe the best thing for you is to be quietly at home with you in your own sacred space. If you can, be with others of like mind where you don't have to hide, where you can celebrate your truth. And if you have not yet checked out what's happening here, please, please, please go to SriandKira.com. Right there on the homepage, click on it, come join us. We have been so blessed to put together something, I mean, from December 31st through January 5th, all of your meals, all your hotel, all of the events, everything is under $800. You can make payments if you need to, but really try to come. We only have, I think, about 5 spots left right now. And this is going to be an extraordinary event. And if you cannot join us live, if it's just impossible for you to do so, please take into consideration who you will be with and where you will be. Because, you know, when it comes to true freedom, part of true freedom is making choices for your highest good and opening the energy to receive. And we have a lot to talk about receiving in the next half of the show.
And that's all about the freedom to move forward in an expanded, beautiful way. Beloved ones, we're going to move forward to a couple of messages and take a little moment to stretch our legs. We're going to be right back with you after these messages.
Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are truly excited and happy to be with you right now.
And delighted that you made the choice to be here. How exciting is that?
Every moment we have an opportunity to continue to see the good, to look for the divine in operation. And when I say divine, I'm not talking about stereotypical understandings of what is divine. I'm talking about the fresh, vital discernment of energy, of the sacred spiritual essence that is animating everything you look at. Can you hold a blade of grass in your hand and see the divine?
I bet you can. I absolutely know you can, or you wouldn't be listening to this show.
And so this indeed is how we keep ourselves fresh. This indeed is how we stay in the present moment. And speaking of the present moment, you know, today's show topic is about freedom.
True freedom.
True freedom. And I want to offer just a couple more nuggets of discernments. The first thing is that when we are first starting out on our journeys, we tend to have a lot more influence coming from our emotional body.
Yeah.
The emotions.
And that's normal.
It's absolutely normal. It's just part of the evolutionary process. Emotions are tied to the physical and the mental. So if you have a belief about something, that triggers an emotion. If you have a physical experience, that too can trigger an emotion. So you take a look at this and you go, okay, my physical body, my mental body, my emotional body have a partnership. And if I define my world based upon that only, then I am indeed made of clay and I am mortal. And I can have some fun along the way. And maybe I'm one of those ones that says, whoever gets the most toys is, you know. But the moment that our heart begins to awaken to a greater than reality, the moment that the spiritual body becomes more present in our awareness, then we begin to realize that there's more to it. Mm-hmm. And so without belaboring that, here's the catch. Freedom is often felt as kind of scary when we first step out of the comfort zone of our physical, mental, emotional paradigm.
Now, I want you to really take that in, because what happens is that until we break free, until we fully awake, we actually have reversed our energy to where what feels good is actually what's got us entrapped, and what actually frees us initially is going to not feel that good. I know this is really ironic, but it absolutely works.
There is a paradox there. So at the very first blush, freedom can feel more like entrapment. It can feel more like a problem than a freedom, because it isn't carrying the emotional giddiness.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times it also is carrying with it a release.
Yeah.
And that's what can have that illusionary, maybe freedom for you is to recognize that it's time to move, and there's that momentary of, oh my God, or maybe it's time to leave a relationship that was a karmic relationship versus a divine partnership. Oh my God, maybe you absolutely need to leave a job because you've done everything you can to flourish there, and it's time to go. That is freedom awaits on the other side of that, but there's that moment of, oh my God.
And so it's important to honor the fact that your body, your emotions, and your thoughts have all served as a vehicle for interacting with mass consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, that how you look, how you dress, what you feel and what you think are all tools of interaction. However, awakening and the process of self-ascension requires that we open up to the ascended realities while still holding respect for the vessel that got us there.
Now that's the art of ascended living. That is the yoga of self-ascension, recognizing how to give stability and peace to the mind of form and the body of form while thriving as the ascended master you are. That's the blessing and the freedom that is yours to claim when you make your spiritual life your life. And the rest of this is playtime.
You know, there's a quote by your beloved Mahatma Gandhi, and Kira always smiles whenever we talk about Gandhi.
Because I love him.
And I had heard this quote many years ago, and it was one of those ones that I sort of smiled at but didn't take seriously. And here it is. Gandhi said something along the lines of, I have a very busy day today, therefore I shall have to meditate longer.
Now take that in. And I'm smiling because I'm turning around here straight and I'm looking right here in our studio. I have one of my favorite pictures of Gandhi where he's sitting there reading from the Bhagavad Gita in front of his spinning wheel, because you know he used to spend a lot of time doing the homespun. And the reason I have that picture in front of me all the time is exactly because of that quote. The reminder that we are never too busy for divine inspiration. And consider, what if you flipped upside down? Oh, I don't have time to connect. I don't have time to really pay attention to my inner voice. What if you gave the time to your inner voice, got clear answers, and everything else went smoother?
Well, absolutely. And that's the paradox there. I believe this quote came forward when Gandhi's assistant said, you know, we have a lot on the schedule today. And Gandhi says, no, I'll take a little more time.
Then I'll have to meditate twice as long.
And so the wisdom of this is that from the ascended state of being, you move into quantum space and time. The ascended consciousness is the gateway to manifestation.
Yeah.
The ascended consciousness is the gateway to infinite creation. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of things on your to-do list. Maybe a little meditation time will offer you the gateway to really wonderful solutions to those stressors.
Well, because what it does is it relaxes out the chaotic energy of mind chatter, right? Freedom or chaos applies. And this month it's intense, right? But it applies at all levels of our lives, right? So you are free to do this. Now, given very real world constraints, remember that you can meditate by simply bringing a hand to your heart, taking in that beautiful deep Ave Sa breath, connecting with that heart, hearing the heartbeat of the Ave, exhaling the Sa, and even if you have to think it to yourself, the mantra of self-ascension. I am here, I am ready, I am open. Guide me. Now, I think that took, what, 4 or 5 seconds? In those 4 or 5 seconds, you actually just jumped into quantum space and did a lot of things. Hand to heart immediately sends reassurance to the physical form that says, don't worry, physical form, my spirit is here, right? Ave Sa breath connects with the universal wisdom that has been carried in your genetic code long before you took birth on this body, right? Saw a relaxation into the infinite receptivity, and then the mantra of self-ascension, a call to consciousness. In those few seconds, you have just stepped out of time into quantum space and accomplished hours of meditation. Why not free yourself and try it?
Absolutely. And we're going to free ourselves to run to the phone lines again, and we're going to head to line 2, and we'll say hello to Lindsay from Illinois.
Namaste, Lindsay. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call today.
Our pleasure.
It's so great to speak with you both. So lately I've actually gotten a beautiful opportunity to practice Reiki and to provide people in this area with affordable Reiki sessions. But unfortunately, I'm at a time in my life where I'm truly financially struggling. Recently, I moved back in with my mother, and we just found out that the house is getting foreclosed and the car is getting repossessed. And I'm really trying to stay connected with my angels, but lately, I've been feeling very disconnected because I actually had a job interview for a job that I thought would definitely help me to gain character, and it was very high paying, and I thought, this is it. This is going to help me get out of this bind so that I can better live and serve my divine soul purpose and be happy and be comfortable. But now it's been about 2 weeks since I've had any contact with them, and I'm starting to just get concerned. And I guess my question is, do the angels have something better out there for me, or is this it?
No, thank you. I love, it's so funny. Not only do they have something for you, talk about chatterboxes. The minute you started talking, they're like talking so much. I'm like, guys, I got to remember all this, you know? So yes, Lindsay, the answer is, okay, here's the first thing. You're all being set free. I mean, I love that you got through today. From someone who has been through foreclosure, who has been through her car being repossessed, who has been through bankruptcy, what I can share with you is that what waits on the other side, if you claim it, is absolute freedom. Now, what they're saying to you is you need to be putting all your energy into getting out there as the healer you are. Have you been going to local metaphysical stores and offering sessions to the owners complimentary so they see how good you are, and then going in once a week or something and letting them help, you know, book people for you? Have you made up little business cards or even signs? Are you talking to everybody you know and handing them your phone number? Are you putting as much energy and heart into evolving yourself into who you are? Do you trust yourself enough to put yourself out there? And that's why you haven't heard about this other job. The other job is a distraction. All it does, and all it's going to do is solve something, but it will take you away from who you are. So I love that you got through today, because the choice is really yours. Put 100% of your effort while you're waiting to hear, or while you go on other interviews, start putting 100% of your effort into you. And to demonstrating how qualified you are, and allow the universe to magnetize that, and you're going to be blown away at how quickly everything will come together for you.
Thank you so much, Kira. I appreciate that so much. Namaste.
Namaste, dear one. Many, many blessings. And you know, Sri, I love the freedom energy that is there, and so many amazing people on the lines. Let's say hi to a few more people.
Well, we're heading up to line one.
Let's do it.
And we'll say hello to Lisa from Colorado.
Namaste, Lisa.
Namaste. I am so happy to be here with both of you. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Like everyone, my life has been in a major transition, and I have let go of a lot this year. And just recently, it feels like the last part of an old me just faded away and dropped. So I'm feeling a little flattened and exhausted, and would love a mini soul reading.
I'm honored. We're honored. We really are, Lisa. You know, there's the inner smile of how the ascended beings always have those that are ready to really embody the energy of the show we're talking about are the ones that get through. Very similar to Lindsay, you're being cleared. You're absolutely correct. I mean, everything you shared was correct. And so the key for you now is to, they're just saying, fill yourself with that which you love. And your vessel, your physical body, needs greater energetic support. And what they're showing me, starting with the physical body, is you need a new pillowcase. I don't know how old the pillowcase is that you're using, or even the pillow for that matter, but you need to pay attention to the pillow you're sleeping on, because the energy in it is old energy. And so it'd be better for you to just start fresh, to be honest with you. But if you can't, then at least go buy a brand new pillowcase, not one you've washed. Go get a brand new one in a color you love. Because part of what's going on with you is that you have the same energy coming back into you. It's like you work hard all day to clear, and then at night it goes back into you. So that's the first thing. Second thing, you need a white candle by your bed. And before you go to bed at night, light it and just give gratitude for this life before you go to bed, and then just blow it out right before you go to bed. Water. You need a lot of water. Drinking water, getting into water, baths, showers, foot soaks, whatever it is. You need a lot of water, and you need green. If you don't have a green plant in your bedroom, put one in there. Make sure it's one you enjoy, and make sure it's vibrant and alive, and take care of it. You also need to be eating as much green as you can. Now, that's the physical nourishment. That basic piece will lift the spirit, free the mind, and ignite. There's like this, you're in the middle of a creation cycle. And so this is spiraling heavily around you, and very much like we've been talking about, this is gonna hit you like wow in December and right at that new year period. So make your plans. Where are you gonna be? Who are you gonna be with? And pay attention and take care of the body. And I think you're gonna be blown away at how quickly there's gonna be this huge stream of clarity and connection and serendipity opened up around you. I am grateful you got through today, Lisa. I really am. It's an honor to chat with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all that both of you bring to the table. Grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, my angel. And do it. Go do what they mentioned. It'll really help. Whew. Wow. Wow. You know, and I think there's a lot of us listening right now that, you know, remember, guys, every caller is you. I can't even tell you how many emails we get after the show from people that go, you know, I listened to the show today. I couldn't get on, but all the callers you spoke to answered my questions. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so often, you know, we live in this shared hologram.
So remember, this is the co-created illusion that's just helping your journey. This is not what's real.
And nobody can take it from you.
No.
You know, you get to hold on to all the denial, deception, and repetition. it's your playground.
It is your playground.
It's your classroom, and it's your opportunity.
In every way.
And so one thing that has taken me a long time to learn is that everyone pops through at the right moment for them.
Yeah.
And as much as I wish it might be different or a different timing, and that we have to trust each other, that as long as the seed is planted, it will bloom.
You know, Sri, I'm just hearing Zadkiel, and I just have to share, because what Sri is saying, you know, Zadkiel just came forward and said, remind. So remember, beloved ones, that you are not here to live somebody else's life. You are not here to control somebody else's life. As a matter of fact, what Archangel Zadkiel says, and we've shared this before, is years and years and years ago, when Sri Radha said to Archangel Zadkiel, hey, talk to me about sin.
Right.
You remember
and,
that?
Yeah, yeah. And I had this a little more conventional outlook of, well, are certain things not permitted?
This was early on, guys.
You know, are there certain things that truly are going to hurt you? And,
right.
And here's what this most loving, dynamic archangel said to me in that moment. If you must use the word sin, if there were to be a sin in your world, it would be to interfere with the path of another.
Or to let another interfere with your path. Now, I want you guys to really take that in, and maybe you want to write that one down. If there is a sin, it is to interfere with the path of another, or to let another interfere with your path. And really pay attention to that, because you want to be free. Right there is the archangelic golden rule.
And that, as you begin to understand that statement, you begin to accept or at least intuit the level of consciousness that would be looking at all experience as a spiritual journey, and that all are sacred. To codify sin as a behavioral constraint is a much further down the ladder of density.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean that behavioral constraints are not useful. They're certainly useful in a society of people who are half asleep.
Yeah.
However, you know, another statement Zadkiel said one time, and that kind of ties into this topic, is that when your heart is open, you don't need laws.
Now, think about that.
He didn't say it with that word, but that was the takeaway.
Well, he basically talked about
how... He was talking about the commandments.
Yeah, that, you know, that all of these dogmas and commandments came because people lost sight of living from their divine nature. They are only here because you have forgotten. Yet, when you remember, you become the living presence of divine, quote unquote, law.
You become compassionate and moral from the sense, understanding of what that word means.
Because you're free, and you no longer feel that you need to control the life of another, or have so little respect and trust in your own life that you let somebody else tell you what you should do. And so that's true freedom. True freedom is awakening to your divine nature and remembering that you are not this body. You are not this lifetime. You are not the mind chatter. Going back to that beautiful quote from Blavatsky that we sent out in our e-card. And you know, Sri, we've got just a couple minutes
all
left.
Right,
let's try
to
say hi to some beautiful people.
We're going to jump to line 5 and we'll say hi to Justina from California.
Hey, Justina, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so, so much for taking my call. Every caller has actually resonated. Absolutely. I wanted to know if you might be able to offer a mini soul reading for my twin flame and I. There's been so much that has happened. It's been a lot of work. And now we're going to be separated. And I just would know, like to know if you might have some guidance and wisdom to offer.
Oh, Justina, first thing, my angel, I want you to put your left hand on your third chakra right now. I want you to put your left hand on your third chakra. I want you to, if you can, I want you to put your right hand on your heart chakra, okay? Third on the solar plexus and, left on the solar plexus, right on the heart. I want you to take in a deep, deep breath and bring it down to the third, and then just feel it release through the heart. And I want you to remember what you're doing right now. And your message is coming today from the Archangel Gabriel. And the Archangel Gabriel is really the one who comes to herald the voice, to herald the clarity and the announcement. And here's what Gabriel is saying. Archangel Gabriel is saying, with your hands in the areas that are ready to heal, you are being called to remember that you are powerful on your own and that you are able to grow through this moment. There is nothing being handed to you that you will not be able to claim great love, presence, and divine benefit from. This time has been granted to you to learn and experience and be in the power of your divine energy. And I want you to, every time you feel afraid, every time you feel lost, every time you feel scared, these hands in this position, and I want you to hear Gabriel talking to you. And behind you is Archangel Raphael, and he has both of his hands on the back of your heart. And he is also saying, this is Raphael, I am adding extra energy to heal and protect your heart, and go forward with confidence. All is being handled. Do not fear. And I am grateful you got through today, Justina. I love you, Angel. Don't worry. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. And, you know, we're running out of time, but I noticed we do have a first-time caller hanging, and so let's see if we can quickly get her into the show.
Let's go to line one and say hi to Shirley from Texas.
Namaste, Shirley. Welcome to the show.
Hi, namaste. Love to hear you guys. How
Thank
are you?
You.
I was just calling in to just see what kind of reading you could get for me. It seems like, I mean, I know I listened to you all, this year is turbulent. And I thought, I'm prepared for that because I know it, but no. Everything seems to be turbulent inside and outside. And so I've been struggling with losing some of my peace. I just wonder if you could give me a little mini soul reading.
Well, we're honored. And Shirley, I love that you got through literally as the show is ending, but I want to quick give you this blessing. Because you've got this huge, and they want me to use the word army, you've got this army of angels around you and these ascended beings around you, and they're all saying the same thing. Call on us, call on us, call on us. Take a pen to paper and write what you feel. They're talking to you with great clarity. It's like they're almost screaming to me right now. And it's a pen to paper and to just bring a hand to your heart and say, okay, I want to keep my peace, or this has triggered me today. You bring a hand to your paper and you begin writing and saying, divine, beloved, army of light, I am here, and then just write. You've got some magical things getting ready to come out and things that need to be seen and heard, and it's your time. And I am honored to have had this moment with you, Shirley. Thank you, my angel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I know that, and you just reaffirmed it. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
And we love you too, sweetheart.
Many blessings.
And we love all of you.
Absolutely.
Our beloved community. You are free.
You are free. Free to choose. Free to change your perspective. Free to find joy in every moment. And beloved ones, until we have the joy of connecting again with you next week.
Woohoo!
Until we have the joy of being live on the airwaves with you, may you breathe deeply and may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.